Welcome to the Word in 10, a podcast at Dwell Community Church. And in this session, we're going to talk about setting our mind on the things above. In Colossians 3:2, we read, "Set your mind on the things above, not on earthly things." Christians must regularly set their minds on the things above. We're often subject to the tyranny of the urgent. We set our minds on our current pressures, on our anxieties, on our struggles, but we're also subject to the tyranny of our sin. We often refuse to focus on the things above because of the war that's happening between our flesh and the Holy Spirit. Thinking of heaven is not something that comes naturally, at least not at first. It's something that we must work at. Randy Alcorn, in his book Heaven, offers this analogy. He says, "Imagine you're part of a NASA team preparing a 5-year mission to Mars. After a period of extensive training, the launch date finally arrives. As the rocket lifts off, one of your fellow astronauts says to you, 'What do you know about Mars?' Imagine shrugging your shoulders and saying, nothing. We never talked about it. I guess we'll find out when we get there.' That's unthinkable, isn't it? It's inconceivable that your training would not have included extensive study of and preparation for your ultimate destination. Yet in seminaries, Bible schools, and churches across the United States and around the world, there is very little teaching about our ultimate destination, the new heavens and the new earth." Yes, one of the key reasons that we often struggle to think about heaven is that we have not studied what Scripture has to say about it. Yet heaven is one of the key things above that we need to focus on. For Christians, it's the place we're going to go and spend 99.9% of our lives. If we're going to spend the majority of our lives there, we must know something about it. Otherwise, we would be like an astronaut going on a mission, never having studied the planet he is visiting. There's so much that we can do to learn about and set our minds on heaven. For example, we could work together with friends in Christian community and put together passages in Scripture on heaven. And once we have them, we could just start to meditate on them regularly in our time before God in the Word and in prayer. We could read books. Randy Alcorn's written a devotional-style book called We Shall See God, which helps us to set our minds on heaven every day. We could even get his larger work, Heaven, which will answer just about every question you could ever imagine about the next life. Maybe you could come up with a list of questions to ask people in your fellowship to get thinking about your eternal home. The point is that if we want to set our minds on the things above, namely heaven, we must change something about our lives. It doesn't come naturally. A lot of us don't think about heaven very much, if at all. How can we change that? What can you do to start thinking of heaven regularly? I know that some people worry that if they focus too much on heaven, they won't be any good here on earth. What about all the work we need to do for God now? C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, would counter with this. He wrote, "If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did the most for this present world were just those who thought most of the next. The apostles themselves who set on foot the conversion of the Roman Empire, the great men who built up the Middle Ages, the English evangelicals who abolished the slave trade, all left their mark on earth precisely because their minds were occupied with heaven. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this one. Aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you will get neither." By thinking of heaven regularly, you're going to become a more effective Christian worker. Consider one last quote from Alcorn. He says, "A man who has been in another world does not come back unchanged. A man who gives sustained thought to another world, the heaven where Christ is, and the resurrected earth where we will live forever with him, also does not remain unchanged. He becomes a new person. He'll no longer fill his stomach with stale leftovers and scraps fallen to a dirty kitchen floor. He smells the banquet being prepared for him. He won't spoil his appetite. He knows what his mouth is watering for." When we set our minds on the things of this earth, we start to desire them. Of course, we have to give some time to our earthly duties, but does heaven get any priority? As we start to focus on heaven, God will change what we value. We will start to desire, to salivate for the things of God, the eternity, the rewards that he's going to give us. Internal change will manifest itself externally. We'll see victory in our spiritual life as we focus on the things above. And so for our next three sessions here together, we're going to talk about heaven. We're only going to scratch the surface of the next life and what it's all going to be about. But I hope that these devotionals will inspire you to spend time setting your mind on the things above, getting excited about what God's preparing for us in the next life. For more resources on heaven, on spiritual life, and on Dwell Community Church, please visit our website at www.dwellcc.org.